Make no mistake, this report is a game changer for koalas and the protection of their habitat in New South Wales. What became clear during the course of this inquiry, which met for over 12 months, was that without urgent government intervention, the koala will become extinct in New South Wales before 2050.
Pretty confronting, yeah. That was Greens MP talking about the findings of a New South Wales parliamentary inquiry into koalas in the wild. The report was released today and it found loss of habitat poses the most serious threat to koala populations. Chris Gambian is the chief executive of the Nature Conservation Council of New South Wales. That's the council that made a submission to the inquiry. Chris, as someone who works in conservation, this must be pretty devastating, right?
Well, g'day, Patricia. It's good to be on. Yes, it is completely devastating to think that probably the most iconic species Australia has is on a path, as the committee is now established, to extinction by 2050.
Which is just so alarming and shocking. The report pointed to inadequate environmental laws. So in layman's term, explain what's wrong with how the laws work right now. What needs to change to try to change this trajectory?
Yeah, look, it's actually pretty simple. It's quite complex, but it's actually really simple. And that is, if you want to protect koalas, you have to protect the trees that they live in. And what we've got at the moment really is three things that are causing quite serious damage to those trees. One is, you're quite right, it's the laws that are supposed to protect the koalas. So at both a state and a federal level, we just don't have enough protection for any endangered species, including the iconic koala. So if you want to do land clearing here in New South Wales, it became significantly easier without assessment, without regulation, to clear native forests on private land in New South Wales after 2017. At a federal level, the act that regulates endangered species and is supposed to be a bit of a safety net for developments that might put species at threat is just not good enough. It doesn't get the job done. And as you can see, we've got this pathway to extinction. The other big factor is the logging that's going on across New South Wales. So in-state forests, which are really important to providing that habitat and that food source for koalas, logging is continuing as we speak in areas that would really, if you were being serious about protecting koalas, you'd keep the logging trucks out of it. And, of course, last summer, the bushfires. So we saw devastation across the whole state. That had a huge impact on koala habitat. And as a consequence, we really need to now take another look at what is left, make proper assessments so that we can protect corridors so that they can get around. We can protect the habitats or the trees that they're living in. And over time, we need to actually proactively start restoring that habitat so that they've got somewhere to live.
Chris, thanks for your time.
My pleasure.
Chris Gambian is the Chief Executive of the Nature Conservation Council of New South Wales. This is RN Drive.